in the appendix. A mind at perfect peace with God. Oh, what a word is this. A sinner reconciled through blood. This indeed is peace. Number 27 in the back. A mind at perfect peace with God. Oh, what a world is this. A sinner reconciled through blood. Of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. Uh, All right, let's turn back to 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5. Verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Then, Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some will even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the reconciliation. The reconciliation. Colossians 1. Colossians 1. Verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Now go back to Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2 and verse 14. I'll read you verse 15. Verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were far off and to them that were not. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. And one more passage in Luke 15. Just start reading this from verse 21. And the Son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the Father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. You may have discerned that I'm going to talk on reconciliation this evening. It's a theme, it's a subject which is not found in the Old Testament. It's a New Testament doctrine. Well, I know the word is found there, or a similar word, but it should be propitiation or atonement in the Old Testament where it's found. Reconciliation is a New Testament doctrine. It's only given to us by the Apostle Paul and only in his epistles to the Gentiles. Reconciliation. Wonderful subject. A turn to Ephesians 4, where we began. If you looked up the word in the dictionary, it would say something like to set things right. To set things right. If you have two parties that are at loggerheads with each other, they need to be reconciled. They need to be brought back into a right relationship one with the other. They need to have their differences set right. Well, the reconciliation that we read of in the Bible is better defined as to set things right according to God. According to God. Everything has to be brought into proper relationship according to God. And it's not God who needs to be reconciled to man. God needs to be propitiated, and he was propitiated in the death of the Son. But man needs to be reconciled to God. There's two things wrong with man by nature, and the one is that he has wrong thoughts of God. He has hard thoughts of God. He thinks of God as a hard taskmaster, requiring things of him that he's not able to perform, and ready to pounce on him and judge him if he fails to perform properly. That's man's natural thought of God. But he needs something more basic than just a change of mind, and it comes from this other thing, and that is he needs a new life. If you turn to Ephesians 4, in verse 18, he describes the Gentile world. He describes you and me before we were saved, having the understanding darkened. These are verses, the word reconciliation is not in these verses, but I read them because it gives the need for reconciliation. It's having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. Man is ignorant of God. He does not know the true God, and he can't find him out by any intellectual process or educational process that he might devise of himself. He can only be known by revelation. And so man is alienated, his understanding is darkened, he's alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness and the hardness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness
with greediness.
That brings before us the need of reconciliation. In 1 Corinthians 6, the apostle lists a whole catalog of sins that the Corinthians have been involved in, and he says, and such were some of you. But when we look at this passage, we would have to say such were all of you. There's no exception. This is the state that man is in by nature. His understanding is darkened. He does not know the true God. He's alienated from the life of God through ignorance that is in him, the non-knowledge of God, and alienated in life. He has a life, a nature which is alienated from God. And he's ignorant of God. His heart is hardened against God. All thoughts of God. He's past feeling, having given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. So this is man's condition by nature, and there we have the need of reconciliation. Now God begins to work. Turn to 2 Corinthians 5, which we read. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. In verse 15, the apostle says, and he died for all. That they which live, that's those who have believed the gospel and have life now, they live, should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, and the we there are the Jews, they knew Christ after the flesh, he says, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, and that's a new position that we have in him now, we're taken out of the Adam standing, taken out of the flesh standing, and we have now a new standing in Christ.